The snow started to fly on Monday night, and by Tuesday morning, most of Rowan County was shut down. The first 2 days of the spring semester classes at Morehead State University were canceled, and the Rowan County School District was also closed. While the safety of students and educators was a top priority, sometimes that means bad news for small businesses. Tony Netherly is the owner of All Seasons Cafe, Flowers and Gifts on Main Street. They were forced to close for 3 days this week. Now that they have reopened, Netherly is relying on social media to let people know what's happening.
Unfortunately, with businesses up and down Main Street in Morehead, I know everyone was affected, not only us. And it does slow down our means of bringing in money for revenue and things like that. Luckily, we have a good group of people that understand, and we work to make sure that they're taken care of just like we are.
Lena Root is the owner of Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe on Flemingsburg Road. She was forced to close her business for 3 days. Root says closing the doors hurt the business financially, but more importantly, it affects her employees.
Their livelihood depends on us, you know, them being able to work, because no work, no pay. So, and as I found yesterday, no customers, no work, no pay. So that's just sort of how it works. I'm sure that they're beginning to get a little concerned. Nobody's really saying anything to me, but, you know, it will impact their next paycheck.
Holbrook's Embroidery on Main Street in Morehead was able to open just a couple hours late each day this week. Owner Carrie Flanders says due to the nature of the business, they weren't as adversely affected by the bad weather.
I can still take orders, whether my doors are open or not, just because, you know, I'm not solely relying on customers walking in the door. Ready for the college kids to get back. We've been using this time to do a lot of stuff for the Greek and Morehead State, making stuff up ready for them to come in and buy it.
Coffee Tree Books and Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop on Main Street closed early Tuesday to allow employees to make it home safely. Owner Grant Alden says hot drinks and free kids programs had some customers braving the weather to come in. Alden says Snow Patrol offers crafts and games for kids and a break for parents who may have a little cabin fever.
We're still learning how to let people know that it's happening. I think there was a period of time when Main Street wasn't terribly attractive to drive down, and so I think that had an adverse impact on it. There aren't a huge number of school-age children that live in walking distance from the store, so if people aren't comfortable driving, they're not comfortable driving, and they shouldn't be.
Downtown roads in Morehead are mostly clear now. It seems everyone is back in business. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers. In the interest of transparency, we should mention that some of the businesses discussed in today's feature segment provide underwriting support for Morehead State Public Radio.